Nelly. After his shouts, the strops, her screams, the thrown things, the door slam, the bitter weeping, out of the thin box, as the delicate paper was parted, she'd lift the sheer Mojud stockings and run her fingertips along them, slowly smiling girlishly again. She'd begin singing a Perry Como song. She loved Perry Como and would sing the same song he sang all day long on the make-believe ballroom time. Then, in a black brassiere strapped to her freckled shoulders, she'd sit on the bed, fit the stockings, stand up and notch them to the garters that hung down from her black girdle. A ripple of fat ran round her waist, squeezed out by the girdle, different from the plumps that swelled out from her brassiere. And I saw a blue bruise, the shadow of a belt buckle on her thigh. But she was singing again, and over the girdle she'd put on a pair of pink bloomers, and over everything then a brown and white, a flower print, summer golden dress. Her white heels had holes in the toes where her nail polish showed through. The bottle of polish, tweezers, lipstick, rouge, brush, and emery board were on the vanity table over there, looking in the mirror. Her lips swam in the Como song with rose-red strokes, reaching the end with a shiny glow like the waxy cameo of her mother on the brooch in the drawer. She'd hold out her hand and say, "Come, darling." We'd walk hand in hand up and down our street in the twilight, and the neighbors would cry out, "Hi, Nelly," or "Hello, Mrs. Hirschman," and "Hi, Jackie, my, how you've grown."